Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome in to the final edition of the Florida Panthers Insider Show. My name is Chris Whittingham, joined by Doug Plagans for the final edition. We have a lot to get to here on this edition of the program. We have big news this week as the Panthers named Joel Quenneville as their head coach on Monday. We'll have Doug sit down along with Jamison Olive with the new coach, Joel Quenneville, coming up in the next segment. That's from the most recent edition of the Territory Talk podcast. We'll also be joined at the end of the hour by Randy Moeller, the television analyst for the Florida Panthers, to look ahead to a new era in Panthers hockey and look ahead at some of what transpired in 2018-19. And we'll run through some of the individual milestones for some of the players. This was a great year for the Florida Panthers in terms of scoring goals, players scoring goals and tallying up points, and particularly good on the power play as well. So a lot to get to. But Doug, we should start with the big news of the week, and that is Joel Quenneville being introduced as head coach. You were there on Monday. You had the chance to talk to him. Just what was the scene like, and just how momentous of a moment is this for the Panthers?
It was unbelievable, and the excitement, you could feel the excitement in the room, especially when he opened up his portion of the presser and address some of the players that were there that were on hand for it. We're going to hear that sound coming up here shortly. So again, Monday, Joel Quenneville announced as the head coach of the Panthers, and it was a historic day for the Panthers. And again, it's a word we're going to throw out quite a bit over the course of the hour, but the excitement that announcement has brought to the organization, to the fan base, to the market, to the hockey world. I mean, this spans globally as far as hockey is concerned. Joel Quenneville's second all-time in wins, 3 Stanley Cups as a head coach, another Stanley Cup as an assistant coach with Colorado prior to his first head coaching position in the National Hockey League. This is one of the most well-respected, hockey minds that there has ever been, and this is one of the best coaches in the history of the game. He's going to be behind the bench for the Panthers starting next season. So a ton of excitement there, folks. Remember, Panthers season tickets for next season are on sale now. You want to get yours, and season ticket holders have exclusive benefits like priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. To enter the territory, FloridaPanthers.com or 954-835-PUCK. That's where to go. You go to FloridaPanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK. Also, the draft lottery happened this week. Panthers going to select at number 13 in the upcoming NHL draft. That's going to be coming up in the third weekend of June out in Vancouver. So you can check FloridaPanthers.com, check the Territory Talk podcast. We'll have lots to get to as we get closer to that. And I know, in addition to everything, before we get into some of the reaction from the Joel Quenneville announcement, some of the new notes from this past season, I know Chris and I, all of us at the Panthers Radio Network, Manny Chang on the other side of the glass, we want to say thanks to everybody out there who tuned in all season long, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the broadcast all season. I know we enjoy bringing it to you, so big thanks to everybody out there for tuning in all season, and I know you feel the same way, Chris.
Yes, a ditto for me as well. Really had fun on the broadcast this year, and the audience does a great job of welcoming everyone in. I came in kind of mid-season to start hosting some of the events, and everyone was great, so had an absolutely fantastic time. But as we move now to what happened this week at the hiring of Joel Quenneville, and again, you look at his history as a coach, 8 seasons with the St. Louis Blues, 7 of them end in the postseason, 3 seasons with Colorado, 2 of them end in the playoffs, and then, of course, in Chicago with 11 seasons, a very brief portion of the 2018-19 season, but 9 playoff appearances, 3 Stanley Cup titles. This is a coach with so much pedigree that the Florida Panthers just hired, and as you mentioned, second all-time in the history of the NHL in victories. It is incredible, the coach that they just brought in.
3 Stanley Cups, that's the big number that stands out. And we're going to get right into the audio now as we hear from Joel Quenneville. And this was when the microphone was turned over to Joel Quenneville at the introductory press conference. And again, we'll have the full conversation that Jameson Olive and I had a chance to have with Joel Quenneville coming up here shortly that came from Monday after the press conference. But this was early in the press conference, and here's what Joel Quenneville had to say as he introduced himself to everybody, and shortly after he was introduced, and as he addressed the players a little bit during the press conference as well.
First, I just want to thank Vinny and the Viola family for this tremendous opportunity. And thank you, Vinny, for your trust. And Dale, thank you for your trust. I can't say enough of our words can't even express how excited our family is about coming down to South Florida. Across the board, everybody's elated. This is where we wanted to be. And we're so happy to join the Florida Panther family. I've been privileged to coach some of the great players in the game. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here today. I want to thank all the players for being here today. It's Monday, first probably practice day going into the playoffs. I want every one of you guys to remember where you're at right now and remember the feeling that you have today. Next year, we want to be right now coming off the ice with our skates on, and we're preparing for our first round opponent. And you're going to know that when you're on that ride, it's the ride of a lifetime, and the memories are going to be everlasting. So look forward to that. I look forward to meeting and talking to every one of you guys over the next day or so. If I don't, we'll talk throughout the next couple of weeks. But get excited about this opportunity. It's real, and I really believe in the team, and I'm looking forward to this challenge. And the ambition is going to be right there, and we're going to accomplish it.
Well, I think that right there gets everybody excited.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Joel Quenneville. I saw a lot of Panthers fans on social media that when he said, remember that feeling, we're going to be prepping for a first-round opponent next year, they were absolutely fired up to hear that.
And, to say that, and this is a guy, he's talking about that, you know, that ride of a lifetime through the playoffs, and he, firsthand experience, he's seen that that ride of a lifetime through the playoffs end with the Stanley Cup at the end of it. Four times, again, three times as a head coach, once as an assistant coach prior to his time as a head coach in the National Hockey League. So a historic day for the Panthers organization.
But even beyond that, Doug, it's 11 times out of the first round in 18 playoff appearances.
Yeah.
So it's not always, I mean, obviously winning the cup is the ultimate goal, but sustained success getting out of the first round and again is another important part of his history.
18 times, I believe, he's been to the postseason.
Yeah, it's 18
as a head
times
coach.
And 11 out of the first round. I mean, that's incredible. Particularly, the Panthers don't regularly do that. And so to have a coach who regularly does it, I think that's the sort of pedigree that's needed.
And Joel Quenneville brings one of the best coaching pedigrees that the game's ever seen to South Florida. And he has a previous working relationship and a friendship with Panthers GM and President of Hockey Operations Dale Tallon. Here is Dale Tallon at the press conference on Monday on the hiring of Joel Quenneville.
I'm proud to be Florida Panther, and the proudest I've ever been to be a Florida Panther is right now. This man to my left is a champion, and champions breed champions. We've had a good run together, and we're going to make it even better moving forward. I can't tell you how excited I am about our future. It's going to be great fun to work with Q. You'll know where you stand every minute of every day. Work hard, play hard. And you'll get the best out of everyone in our organization. This is a new era, the new beginning, and I can't wait to get to work, and it'll be exciting for all of us, and the process will begin today, and we are going to win, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Dale Tallon right there, Panthers president of hockey operations and general manager, and they worked together with the Chicago Blackhawks a little over a decade ago. You could sense, again, here's that word, the excitement. You could sense it from Dale Tallon. He used the word giddy early on in that press conference. So Dale Tallon, he's excited. He said right there, can't wait to get going, and had obviously lots of very high praise for his longtime friend Joel Quenneville.
Yeah, and we hear all the time across sports, really, how sometimes front offices don't get along with coaches and there's some clashes in philosophy and ideas. And I think we can pretty safely assume there will be none of that, because these are two people that have a great deal of respect for each other, that have worked together before and have obviously gotten along. And Joel Quenneville was part of the Chicago setup as Dale Tallon was building it. And so you'd have to imagine that, particularly given the amount of joy that was obvious on the face of Dale Tallon and their previous working relationship, there will be no such problems with his organization. There won't be a disconnect between front office and coach going forward for this organization.
So Dale Tallon right there. Great to hear from him on the announcement of Joel Quenneville as the head coach. Had a chance to catch up with some of the players as well on Monday. And first up, here's Panthers goaltender Roberto Luongo on the hiring of Joel Quenneville, what it means for the team and the organization.
Yeah, I think, you know, guys are excited. Q's a guy that's won multiple Stanley Cups, so that's a big pedigree to have and bring to our club and hopefully install some of that winning culture inside our dressing room and make sure that, you know, as a team, we take the next step here.
Roberto Luongo right there, Panthers goaltender on the hiring of Joel Quenneville, and here is Vincent Trocheck on the hiring of Joel Quenneville.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really exciting. Obviously, Coach Q is a great coach. He's been around the game a long time. He's won a lot of hockey. He's won 3 Stanley Cups. So having a guy like that with that much experience to come in here with the type of team we have, with the talent we have, I think it'll mesh well.
So right there, hearing from a couple of the, you know, main leadership voices for the Panthers there, and they are talking about what it means to have a coach like Joel Quenneville coming in. And obviously, you know, when you look at Luongo, Trocheck, they mentioned the Stanley Cups, they mentioned the winning pedigree, and the Panthers have a lot of guys who have played against those Joel Quenneville Chicago mm-hmm. teams, so they've seen what it's like to play against that group. So you hear it right there, you know, certainly positive reviews from the main leaders in that locker room.
No question. And some of those young players in particular, I mean, Vincent Trocheck said, we're not going to be young forever. At a certain point, we have to convert being young and promising into winning and successful in the postseason. And if the coach is going to be part of the reason that gets us there, then I'm all ears for it and try and figure out how do we turn all this potential, because you can see it. And we're going to talk about coming up in just a moment all the things that the Panthers did well from an offensive standpoint, some of the player performances that were turned in this year. Alexander Barkov is a leading man, continuing now to set franchise records and be one of the best players in the National Hockey League. How does it go from those players playing well to us winning games, particularly early in seasons? That for me is an important part looking forward, is how does Joel Quenneville get the Florida Panthers off to a good start next year? But how does it turn from we have good players to we're a good team and we're winning games? That's the bridge that needs to be gapped. And so how does this new coach go about fixing that? And I think you hear Vincent Trocheck, you hear Roberto Luongo, who's been around this organization for a long time, excited about someone coming in and bringing the ideas to do that.
And obviously everybody excited to get this season going. I think by the time October rolls around, by the time September and training camp and everything rolls around, you're going to have a lot of guys who are going to be very excited to play that first game and really get things going under Joel Quenneville coming up. So obviously big news as we look ahead to next season. But as Chris alluded to right there, this 18-19 campaign saw a lot of milestones achieved for a lot of different individuals. And there's going to be a lot of numbers thrown your way here shortly, but I want everybody to just think back about some of the steps individually that you saw guys like Alexander Barkov, Jonathan Huberdeau, Mike Hoffman, Keith Yandel, guys like that, take Roberto Luongo. You know, it seems like every time he steps on the ice, there's a different record or milestone that is on the radar. So just want to run through some of this. Obviously, from this past season, we're going to have some highlights to take you back to some of those key moments. But Alexander Barkov, 96 points. That's a franchise single-season record. Jonathan Huberdeau, 62 assists were a franchise single-season record. Barkov finished one behind him with 61, so they both broke that previous record that Viktor Kozlov held since back in 2000, so since the turn of the century. First time in franchise history with 330 goal scorers. Hoffman, Barkov, Huberdeau, first time in franchise history with two 90-point guys. With Barkov and Huberdeau getting to that mark. Mike Hoffman had a 17-game point streak back in October, November. That
was an incredible addition this year.
Yeah, he had led the team with 36 goals, and we're gonna have some highlights on that here in just a moment. Roberto Luongo finished the season second all-time in goaltending games played, 1,044, third all-time in wins with 489. Keith Yandel represented the Panthers in the All-Star game, finished the season with the longest active consecutive games played streak at 797. That Ironman streak is just incredible, and we're talking about a guy who's playing about 20 minutes a night, playing against top players on the other
back-to-backs,
everything thrown into the rigors of the NHL schedule. And Keith Yandel, 797 straight games, fifth longest such streak of all time, and the longest active consecutive games played streak. Also set Panthers franchise records for points in a season by a defenseman with 62, assists in a season by a defenseman with 53, and power play points. points in a season with 39. And as a team, Panthers had a 26.8% power play, best power play in team history. Going back to November, the 1st to the 21st of November, the Panthers scored a power play goal in a franchise best 10 straight games and had four players reach 30 power play points on the season. So that's where obviously it was a big source for a lot of those big offensive numbers. And also want to say once again, congratulations to the following players who made their National Hockey League debuts for the Panthers: Riley Stillman, Brady Keeper, Anthony Greco, Jake McDonald, Bogdan Kieselevich, Josh Brown, Juho Lamico, Jace Howerluck, Sam Montembeault. Young goaltender showed a lot of promise there late in the season. Mentioned Jace Howerluck as well. Had some nice games down the stretch. Played about a half of the season with the Panthers. And Josh Brown, that fundamentally sound defensive game, did a great job down the stretch. But want to get into some of the highlights. And when we talk highlights, when we talk offensive numbers from this past season, Chris, Alexander Barkov, it just seemed like every night, some of the things he was, some of the moves he was making, some of the big performances, you almost came to expect it because he was doing it so regularly down the stretch.
And scored one of the best goals of the season as well going down the stretch. But we want to get to some of Alexander Barkov's best work. We'll start first late December in, home game against Toronto. And Alexander Barkov managed a hat trick.
Can't find it. Huberdeau just outside the Toronto line with it. Pressure on the puck here. Huberdeau able to get into the offensive end. Barkov joining him. And now it's across to Barkov. Walks in, makes a move. Backhand, he scores! Alexander Barkov completes the hat trick, and it's an overtime winner here tonight. The Panthers win it 4-3 in overtime.
December 15th, a Sunday night, and a nationally televised game up in Canada against the Maple Leafs, and Alexander Barkov with the hat trick there. So.
Yeah, not just a hat trick, but overtime winner. Yep. Right? It couldn't have come at a bigger time as well. Then we now move to February when the Panthers take on the Canadiens. Yeah, right. It has to be the goal of the year for the Florida Panthers.
Couldn't get it down deep. Barkov up the left wing. He's in the clear. Barkov between the legs, and he scores! Alexander Barkov! What a move! He's given the Panthers the lead once again! He pulled it back between his legs and beat Carey Price.
You might lose me for a few minutes here because I just pulled the video up on my screen here. I think I'm going to watch it again, and maybe you can take this next highlight because I'm just going to be mesmerized by
every
this.
Every once in a while, you just need to pull that highlight up and just watch it again to see that it really happened. Between the legs, full speed, defender right there on him against arguably the best goaltender of the last decade in Carey Price.
To even think to do that is ludicrous.
To go top shelf on him is just, it was unbelievable and just shows the way that, how creative offensively and how special Alexander Barkov is. And as if that wasn't enough, later in that game against Montreal, he completed his second hat trick of the season.
He'll play it out to the neutral zone. 2-on-1 for the Panthers. Barkov with Huberdeau. Barkov right side, backhanded front, and they score!
Hat trick for Barkov.
A hat trick for Alexander Barkov, and the Panthers have a 5-3 lead.
Billy Lindsay always there with the golden nugget of information. The hat trick for Alexander Barkov is second of the year, but towards the end of the year, you're wondering, can Alexander Barkov get enough points to top this record previously held by Pavel Bure, and he does the job against New Jersey.
In to scoop it up, Barkov, a 2-on-1. Here's Barkov, cuts in, a shot, he scores! Alexander Barkov gets the Panthers on the board, and that's 95 points this season for Alexander Barkov, a new single-season record for a Panther.
So 95 points with that goal right there, and finish with 96, would add an assist later in that game. That was the season finale against New Jersey. Finished with 35 goals, 61 assists, career highs across the board, and two hat tricks, and Alexander Barkov, while accomplishing those great offensive numbers, continues to be one of the best defensive forwards in the game, and continues to raise his face-off percentage all the time, and continues to be he's turned into such a great player in front of the net on the power play, just wreaking havoc in front of the net. He does it all. I mean, in sports, sometimes we throw that around a bit freely, but Alexander Barkov really does do it all for the Florida Panthers, and still so young. Sometimes it's easy to forget how young he still is.
It's easy to forget, and it's also perhaps a bit demanding, right? But you do feel when you watch him play that there's another level that he can get to. And that might seem harsh for a player that just set a franchise record for points, but Alexander Barkov has another level he might be able to get to truly lift this team. But it was an incredible season. And you just see in that Montreal goal how he's not only a great player, but worth the price of admission. When you go to a Florida Panthers game, you get to see him play, and you never know what you're going to see.
And as I've said before, we're not talking just a guy who's turned into one of the best players in the National Hockey League. We're talking about a guy who's just an all-world athlete that I think everybody can sure. go out there and appreciate. This is just turned into one of the best. Alexander Barkov's just turned into one of the best athletes, on the planet. And as Chris said, he's certainly something to see. His line mate Jonathan Huberdeau, those two had chemistry going together. That I mean, they've always had great chemistry, but there were times this season where they showed this chemistry going to another level. Jonathan Huberdeau, 62 assists, a franchise record. Here's Jonathan Huberdeau, his 30th goal of the season came in that season finale and gave the Panthers three 30-goal scores for the first time in team history. Huberdeau down to the end wall. Dadonov in the trapezoid. Luongo to the bench. In front, they score! Huberdeau got a stick on that one, and the Panthers bring it back to within a goal. And for Jonathan Huberdeau, that is goal number 30 on the year. And part of what makes that Barkov-Huberdeau duo so dangerous, a lot of times when you have a great duo, there's one guy, and this kind of goes, if you talk great duos in hockey, in basketball, you talk great duos, there's one guy who's kind of the playmaker and one guy who's kind of the finisher. These two can both do both, and I think that's what makes them both so dangerous when they're out there together.
No question, and I think you look at almost doubling up assists to goals, so you obviously see the contribution. It's not, there's no selfishness involved there with getting to 30 goals. They're truly all well-rounded hockey players that can do everything in the game, and Jonathan Huberdeau getting to 30 goals. I mean, at times, the goals were lacking, but he's always providing assists, and he's always contributing in the attack, and then once the goals started to flow, he becomes, obviously, the co-leader with Barkov in terms of scoring and in terms of leading that attack.
And now when you talk about Panthers who've had 90-point seasons, Barkov and Huberdeau have done it. Pavel Bure had done it twice. Olli Jokinen had done it once. Here's Jonathan Huberdeau on what it means to be on that short list of Panthers in team history who've had 90-point seasons.
It's pretty cool to see that. You know, I was happy for Barkey to beat him and, you know, get first in, you know, franchise history. So it's really good. Like I said, it would have been even better, you know, if we wouldn't be like this and be in the playoffs as well. I mean, it makes it better. It's not fun when you know beat records and stuff, but you're not playing in the dance, I would say. So I think we just got, like I said, it's record, but next year let's just do the same thing but be in the playoff spot.
So Jonathan Huberdeau right there talking about the big offensive season he's coming off of, and obviously already talking about that goal of getting into the postseason next season. Chris mentioned Mike Hoffman maybe being one of the top additions of last offseason. Came into the Panthers this season. His 36 goals led the Panthers. He had that 17-game point streak, which was a team record back in October, November. Had six game-winning goals this season, which led the team. Here's Mike Hoffman during that season finale against New Jersey, and it was a goal that tied things up late but broke a tie with Alexander Barkov to give Hoffman the team lead with 36 goals. Yandel straight on. The net empty at the Panthers' end. Yandel near point. Wines puts it toward the net. It's tipped. It goes wide. Barkov side of the goal in front. A shot. They score. Mike Hoffman from the slot has tied the game. It's 3-3.
He was simply sensational all year long. We talked earlier about the point streak that he had, and Mike Hoffman from a scoring standpoint. Just again and again, you look at the score sheet. Oh, Hoffman scored again tonight. Again and again, just a regular goal scorer for the Panthers.
Just a pure goal scorer, and that big shot from the top of the circle on the power play is obviously mm-hmm. his wheelhouse, but he showed an ability to put the puck in the net, a nose for the net from different parts of the ice, and showed, because of how much attention he draws his way on the power play, that that he's a pretty good passer too, because there were a lot of times where, because so much attention went his way, it created openings for other guys, and he was able to make those passes. So Mike Hoffman, big year for him. Evgeny Dadonov, third member of that line for a good chunk of the latter part of the season with Barkov and Huberto, that Panthers top line. 70 points, a new career high for him. 28 goals, tied a career high for Dadonov. And Aaron Ekblad finished this season with 66 career goals, which has him in the top spot all time in goals scored by a Panthers defenseman. So a lot of great individual marks and offensive achievements and records set over the course of the year. So, you know, that again just shows you going into next season, the talent level and the building blocks the Panthers have as they move into what is going to be certainly one of the most anticipated seasons in Panthers history, as we tie it back to the announcement Monday of Joel Quenneville being
of
the
course,
head coach.
And that's the promise that's on offer for the Florida Panthers. And of course, there is the summer. I was reading yesterday in The Athletic that the owner, Vinny Viola, has allowed Dale Tallon to spend up to the salary cap, so money will not be a restraint. The Panthers will be players in free agency this summer. They're trying to add to this core, and the man who's going to be in charge of really putting it all together is the new head coach, Joel Quenneville. We'll hear from him coming up next, as you, Doug, had the chance, along with Jamison Olive, to sit down with the new head coach of the Florida Panthers, Joel Quenneville. And that's coming up next on the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is indeed the Florida Panthers Insider Show across the radio network. Chris Whittingham here with the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plagans taking you through a season in review following a Florida Panthers season that just falls short of the NHL postseason, which of course is in full swing at the moment. But of course, the big news this week, Doug, was the Florida Panthers hiring new head coach Joel Quenneville, the former Chicago Blackhawks coach, three-time Stanley Cup winner, 18-time visitor to the NHL postseason. So he brings a great deal of pedigree. In 1,636 total games in the regular season, he has won 890 of them. And that is, of course, the record that he brings in. And you and Jamison Olive had the chance to sit down with him.
We did. It was great to meet Joel Quenneville. This was back on Monday. Jamison Olive and I had a chance to catch up with him for the new Territory Talk podcast, the newest edition, which came out on Wednesday. And you can catch that at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, wherever you find your favorite podcast, check out Territory Talk. But as the featured interview from Wednesdays, we had a chance to catch up with Joel Quenneville. This came on Monday after he was announced as the Panthers' new head coach. And, well, the first thing that we asked Joel Quenneville was how excited he was to be the head coach of the Panthers.
It's a great day. The family is extremely excited. You know, when we're thinking in a short amount of time, this is where we wanted to come as a family. We all wanted to be here. Exciting to be part of the organization. Vinny's enthusiasm when I met him. Dale's excitement as well. Recapture some great years there early in Chicago when he put me in charge of a team that was sitting on goal, ready to do everything that we're able to do. But I feel there's a lot of similar lines in when you compare the two situations. Couldn't be happier.
We talked a little bit about the press conference, but so many times you join a franchise with a storied history. The Blackhawks had already won Stanley Cups by the time you got there years ago. But with the Panthers, it seems like it's such a chance to start something new. This team has never won a cup. I mean, people still talk about the 96 run here so much. It's all they really have. So how exciting is it to kind of come somewhere where you do have such a clean slate to kind of make something new?
Well, and you look back, that's some of the parallels, though, with Chicago. They had a real tough stretch there. They had a lot of tough years there. We were in Chicago or in St. Louis when we go in Chicago, and it was they went through some tough times there, and then we're fortunate in that area. So I think you win in this game, you win in this business, the people are going to be out there and supporting, because I saw it firsthand in that 96 year. Building was full, live, everything that we're talking, everything Panther hockey everywhere, the colors in the streets, and that's what you want to do. And I think we got some young players that they're at a stage of their career. They need to be playing big games and meaningful games, and making the playoffs. It's such a rewarding thing, and it's a tough thing to do. That's what we want to be. And we don't want to be talking here on a day like this. We want to be out in the ice practicing or getting our first round opponent.
And you started your press conference by addressing the players in the back room, seeing, you know, the whole team back there. So often coaches are hired in the offseason. They don't get a chance to meet the team until the season starts. What does it mean to just get your foot in the door and kind of shake these guys' hands right now?
Yeah, I got a chance to say a few words to them afterwards, and it's not an easy day for them, but it was great that they were there. It was different than the other times I've been in this situation. Great support, and I think that as a group, I think they all got the message that, hey, you do a lot of good things over the course of a season. Their last 2 years, the numbers are pretty good. And, the group were together. You had a couple of wins here or there. They easily could have gotten the playoffs. So they did a good job here. We need to get a little bit better. And I think there's a lot room from a little bit better to the next group as or level as well.
Could sense Dale's excitement as well. How much fun is this for you to come back and be able to work with him?
He used the word giddy, I think, a couple times up there today. It made me laugh, knowing that he's like that, though. He's been giddy, but he's excited about the situation. I think that we get a good working relationship. I think we respect one another's opinion. He's got some good ideas, and we'll have some good ideas as well together. So it's a it's an opportunity with me to, you've got some familiarity, which is nice as well. So we're excited for a lot of reasons about coming here, and his giddiness gets me excited too.
And you mentioned the players, and you had a chance to meet them. Just as a coach, as you go through the next few months, what's the best way to kind of learn the most you can about the guys that you have, about the personnel? And obviously there's some real top-end talent here.
Yes, there is. And I look forward to, we still haven't, it was so quick here, I haven't talked to Dale individually about the players here. We'll go over all aspects of our team here and our needs and address it. I look forward to getting better acquainted with these players. But I had a nice little visit with them, some of them today, and talking. But we feel that we'll get to know each other before we start. But I'm really looking forward to getting them together on the ice in the fall as a team. And there's a lot to look forward to.
And in the press conference, you said you've been watching a lot of hockey this season. Did you learn anything after being entrenched in the game for so long, 20 plus years, by taking that step back and just kind of watching from the couch a little bit?
Yeah, when I was watching, I think I watch a little bit different when I'm flipping and watching every game you possibly can, and except hockey games. And I would be, I look at players and I watch players and I watch individual skill and their pace, their speed, their thought process, and I get entertained that way, and I find it's a fun way to watch a game. Obviously, the other things you're still kind of aware of, but and that's what there was something I saw in watching Florida that saw Barkey. He looks like one of those players that the wow factor is around him all the time. He's a special player, and having been a part of some being around guys that can do those type of things, it's a gets you excited as a coach, and he's one guy that can jump out off the page off you.
And you said your family is so excited to be down here as an entire group. Obviously, I'm sure they loved having you around a bit more, but at the same time, how much are they excited for you to kind of push you towards this next challenge and kind of do this together?
Yeah, they're really excited about coming to Florida and said, Dad, this is going to be great. And so they think it was unanimously, we all love this opportunity. And, they're in Chicago now, but they want to find a way to get down here as much as possible for games. And my wife and everybody's thrilled to be here. So we're really looking forward to it. Special place.
Well, last thing from me, I know we talk a lot about, about what we look ahead to on the ice, off the ice, favorite leisure activities, things you like to do away from the game.
I said earlier today, we're talking about horse racing. That's something I enjoy. Yeah, I really enjoy a little bit of tennis. I think those are two of the highlights away from the game. But I'm looking forward to a cigar here later on today.
Celebratory cigar. And last one for me. Second winningest coach in NHL history, 3 Stanley Cups as a head, 1 as an assistant. At this point, as you start this next journey, just what is the biggest motivator for someone that's already accomplished so much?
You can't wait to win the cup again after you win the cup. The experience that you go through, and the experience that you share with each other, the highs, the lows. It's amazing how a team comes together and the sacrifices that you got to provide. And then you look back over the years and you can say, okay, that round, oh, my God, we're lucky to win that round. And every single round, you got a great memory. And at the end of it, the rewards of winning the championship are off the charts, and the highs are immense. And and you got to have that appetite to get in the playoffs. And once you get it, you know, winning the cup, our appetite right now, we want to make the playoffs to get that a sense of what it's going to take.
Joel Quenneville right there, the new head coach of the Panthers, announced back on Monday, and shortly after he was announced, Jameson Olive and I were able to have that conversation, and you can catch that and more on the most recent edition of Territory Talk, which you can find right now at floridapanthers.com/Territory Talk, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. Check that out, and you can, again, listen to that conversation and get excited about the upcoming Panthers season. Your season tickets are available for the 19-20 campaign. Season ticket holders receive exclusive benefits like priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. And to enter the territory, you can go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK. But again, right there, he talks about how once you win the cup, you look forward to doing it again. And Joel Quenneville is in going back to what he said to the players. Remember the feeling, because a year from now, you want to be getting ready for your first round playoff opponent. You know, Joel Quenneville brings in that track record, and he's ready to go here.
And obviously that track record and the on ice things are very important, but also seem genuinely happy to be here and genuinely happy to take part in South Florida, be a part of the community. And I feel I live right by there. He'll be hanging out at Gulfstream every now and again and enjoying the horse racing and just taking part in South Florida. I think you always want to hear when newcomers come into the town that they're ready and willing to be a part of the community. I think Joel Quenneville very much will.
He said he can't wait, and his whole family can't wait to be a part of the Panthers family and a part of the South Florida community.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Florida Panthers TV analyst Randy Moeller to talk about this hire and much more here to wrap up the season. This is a Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
The final edition of the Florida Panthers Insider Show for the 2018-19 season. Looking back on the season that was and very much looking ahead to next season as the Florida Panthers have a new coach and they'll hopefully make some additions as well to the team that allow them to make the playoffs next season. We have a lot to get to here with Randy Moeller, one of the television analysts for the Florida Panthers.
We'll talk to Randy shortly. Folks, a reminder, you can get your season tickets for the Panthers for next season, 954-835-PUCK and floridapanthers.com. So 954-835-PUCK, the number to call, floridapanthers.com. That's where to go. Season tickets on sale for next season. Season ticket holder benefits. You get priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. Something else to keep an eye on coming up in May, Panthers have announced the first ever launch of two girls learn to play sessions starting in May. Girls ages 5 to 9 have the opportunity to learn to play hockey for just $175, and all participants receive a free full set of ice hockey gear with their 6 weeks of on-ice training. Go to floridapanthers.com/learn to play for more information and how to sign up. Always such great programs, and the first girls learn to play coming up in May. So again, floridapanthers.com/learn to play is where to find more information. But now we go into our chat with Randy Moeller joining us this morning.
Yes, indeed. On Twitter, at Hey Red Deer, Randy Moeller, one of the television analysts of the Florida Panthers. It's kind of nice to join us this morning on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Randy, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, guys. If I'm not dead by 4, I'll be wearing that 5:30. You know that.
As Randy Moeller is kind enough to join us here. Obviously, want to start with the hiring of Coach Joel Quenneville. Your reaction when the news first came in that Quenneville was in consideration, and then obviously following the press conference on Monday.
Yeah, just like everybody, very excited. The pedigree and the success that he has had. And I think a lot of this has already been said, but with Joel Quenneville, with almost 900 wins in the NHL and the 3 Cups and the success that he's had immediately when he went to Colorado, when he went to St. Louis, when he went to Chicago, he turned those teams around very quickly in his first year of coaching. And, of course, that's the number one priority for the Florida Panthers is turn that thing around. And the respect that he demands I think the biggest thing that I want to talk about is the accountability. That's where the Panthers are lacking. I think there was a need for somebody to come in and hold these players accountable, and I think that was lacking a bit in the locker room. And I think that's where Joel Quenneville can really come in and with accountability. stability is a lot of confidence. The roles, accepting of roles, the definition of roles, and all that comes together in accountability. It's not somebody that comes in and starts yelling and screaming at players because maybe they're not playing up to their potential. It's not that. It's a lot more than that. It's playing as a system and the way. And we all know the deficiencies of the Florida Panthers on the defensive side. We're not concerned with the offense. There's enough offense in that room and on that roster to more than compete with the top teams in the NHL. They've proved it mostly on a nightly basis. It's the overall, the 5-on-5 and the games that are on the line that are in the third period where you're up by a goal or the game is tied and to really play solid in order to get the win. I mean, no secret that the Panthers say they lost the most one-goal games in the league this year. Well, Joel Quenneville, I think, in his system and the way he conducts his bench and in that locker room, I think will make a big difference for this young hockey club, and I'm really looking forward to it. And it's going to start in training camp. We're going to read about there's going to be some different things that are going on where players that are used to playing a certain amount of ice time and maybe getting away with mistakes on the ice. That's going to be in the past. That won't happen. There'll be accountability, and that's the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to with a Joel Quenneville coming in to coach this team.
And Randy, wanted to ask you about a couple of the guys who had monster seasons that they'll be able to build on coming up this year. You've seen Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau since their first day in the National Hockey League. Just, I guess now that we're kind of, wrapping up this season, we're looking ahead at next season. These are two guys that are really just starting to enter their prime, and they're both coming off 90-plus point seasons. When you look at the way their games have evolved, what's kind of what's impressed you the most? Maybe if you just look at it from the day those two came into the National Hockey League to right now.
Well, it's a maturity process, Doug, and I think we've seen flashes before this last year of Barkov and Huberdeau, even Dadnoff from the year before, and some of the top players and their potential. I think that's where they're getting close to the players that the Panthers expected when they drafted them that high at second overall and third overall. I'm so excited because there's still more. I think Barkov and Huberdeau can even produce even more. And that you look at Barkov in that first stretch of games when Vincent Trocheck got hurt, he was having to play both supply the offense and the defense, taking all the draws, killing penalties, and his ice time was, I think everybody admitted, after was way too high. Is playing 27, 28, sometimes 29 minutes a night. That's too much ice time for anybody to play. Once Trocheck came back, then Barkov's ice time was lowered a little bit, and you saw him just completely take off on the offensive side. So knock on wood that Trocheck and everybody, that they stay away from the injury bug, but Barkov and Huberdeau, the way that they can, the chemistry that they play with each other and play off of each other, and the anticipation, and they're so strong in that puck. That's their biggest weapon, is to be able to protect that puck. And when they get into the offensive zone, find the open ice, take the shot, and the quality shot. That's what separates them from a lot of players in the league.
Randy Moeller here joining us, Panthers analyst on Fox Sports Florida, as we look back at some of the milestones from the season that was, look ahead to the anticipation of the upcoming 19-20 season. And Randy, something else I wanted to ask you about in relation to the to Monday, when the announcement of Joel Quenneville as the new Panthers head coach came about, and touched on it a little bit, but when he was when he kind of addressed the players in the room and said to remember that feeling and think about next year, you're going to be getting ready for your first round playoff opponent. And, you know, when you heard that, just thinking about the excitement, what did you feel when you heard that? You could sense the excitement throughout the entire room.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the message was positively sent by Quenneville, but there were some undertones there as well that, hey, we're going to win here. We're going to win together here, but we have to be prepared. And what I look at is in October and November.
as the old saying goes, you can't make the playoffs in October, November, but you can sure lose a playoff spot. And the Panthers, with two wins in October, is unacceptable. This team knows that they have to come. They have to have a very intense preparation, training camp, and preseason. When that season starts, it's going to be their playoffs from the first game. They can't wait 10, 11, 12 games into the season, and all of a sudden, oh boy, that's right. Yeah, we've started the regular season. They know they have to get off to a great start. The teams that get off to the good starts are, for the most case, unless you're the St. Louis Blues, you have to have that good start. Playing catch-up hockey in March, February, March is no fun. It's very difficult. We all know with the 3 points that are given out on a nightly basis and that. So they have to get a good start. I'm looking forward to the training camp, and I think that was the message, the undertone message from Quenville. Hey, glad to meet you guys. Make sure you're prepare yourself this summer. Come to training camp ready to go, because we have the potential here. We have the talent in this room, but we have to make sure that every game is taken upon. There was just too many games, Doug, you know, you called every one of them. Too many games where the Panthers did not get off the good starts in that game, and had to battle back, and a lot of times they came up short.
And that's Randy Moeller joining us here on the Panthers Insider Show. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great summer. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. All right, that's Randy Moeller. We do want to thank everyone out there in the listening audience for listening to the Florida Panthers all year long.
Big thanks to everybody who tuned in. Big thanks to you, Chris Whittingham, Manny Chang on the other side of the glass, Kevin Rogers, who worked on a lot of these shows, and everybody who worked on the broadcast all season. And once again, big thanks to everybody who tuned in all year and came out in support of the Panthers. We hope to see you in the fall.
Can't wait to get started with next season already. We're a few months out, but can't wait to get it started, and we'll have it all right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.